bless the Lord today. We thank God for having our new saints. He blesses the choir with us. We thank God for blessing my wife in spite of her sickness. She wasn't feeling well. I told her to stay home. She wasn't staying. But we bless the Lord as she pressed her way out. She's here today. And we thank God for all you. Give yourself a hand praise.
Then Haman was afraid before the king.
king in the house. As the word came out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. And Haran, one of the chamberlains, said unto the king, behold, also, the arrows 50 cubits high, which Haman did make for Mordecai, who had spoken good for the king, standing in the house of Haman. Then the king said, hang him thereon. So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified. And Romans 8:31, we all know this by heart. Do we have that? Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things?
Yeah.
meant for evil?
Yes.
God said it was meant for evil. That's why I'm going to go ahead and go to the Lord. Because man and the purpose of evil, God can.
Turn it around.
I said, Lord can.
Turn it around.
So the devil that was meant for man, what can I? God.
Turn it around.
God turned it around.
Yes.
And when God turned it around, what came and had prepared for a man of God? God hung him on his own.
Oh, yeah.
On his own gallows. So I message today is, so Somebody said, I got a praise on the inside. I said, I got a praise on the inside. And I got to get it out. I got a praise down in my soul. And I got to get it out. I got a praise in my heart. And I got to get it out. And then somebody said, if you don't want to pray it, I said, if you don't want to pray it, because God is fighting a battle, and God will.
Amen.
Amen. God will. Esther chapter 3, verse 1. Now let's go through the history of what happened. And let's find out how that God is not righteous to forget our word and labor of love. Sometimes we think God forgets, but how do you know God never forgets? God never forgets. So I said, why should I keep doing good? God has a record. And eventually, your work will be rewarded. Esther, 3, verses 1 through 5, when I read. Now, it's important to understand the sequence behind how God turned it around. And it wasn't by any will of anyone but God. Esther is a very unique book in the Bible. Very unique.
Yeah.
In the sense of this, God, Lord, is never mentioned in the whole book of Esther. The name of God and the name of the Lord is never mentioned. And there's a whole lot of conjecture as to why. I don't know how to figure out why. But we know God was working behind the scenes. Because of the events that took place. So you don't have to mention God to know that what we are today is because of what God has done. Verse 1 reads, after these things did King Ashurus promote Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agite, and advanced him and set his feet above all the princes that were with him. And all the king's servants that were in the king's gate bowed in reverence to him, for the king had so commanded concerning him. Sometimes man will tell you to do something, but if it's a violation of your real worship, look at somebody and say, don't do it. Come on, don't do it. Well, Mordecai bowed not down or did him reverence. Then the king's servants, which were in the king's gate, said unto Mordecai, why transgressest thou the king? Now, when you transgress against the king, you're supposed to be punished. Because back in those days, according to the law of the Medes, Persians, whatever was spoken could not be altered, neither could it be changed. But Mordecai honored God. Man can try to push you to the worst. Man can try to mess you up, but you got to honor God. So even though Mordecai was a slave in Babylon, he wasn't even part of the royal highness. He wasn't part of the royal lineage. He defied what the king called because he said, I serve the living God. You make your stand for God and be assured of this, God will make his stand for you. Then it came to pass that when they spake unto him and he hearkened unto them, that they told him to see whether the Lord he had matter to stand, for he had told them that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw the Lord he had bowed down, nor did him reverence, king unto her. This is after Esther had been promoted to king, but she hid the fact that she was a Jew. Amen. Said, what will thou, Queen Esther? This is the king speaking to her. And what is thy request? It shall be given into the hands of the king. And Esther asked and said, if it is any good unto the king, let the king and Haman come this day unto the banquet that I have prepared for him. Then the king said, call Haman to make haste, that he may do as Esther has said. So the king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. So Haman is coming thinking he's getting a blessing. But God is about to God. So that one of here had done something, but it seemed like it was for God. He didn't keep it in Israel, neither. And the horse of the king riding the bar, and the
some big stuff for me. I'm on that here, Lord. I'm on a ride here, horse. I want you, this is what I want you to do for me. But how do you know? God doesn't work like you think. Because God's not forced to die, our God. Neither God's ways our way. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are God's thoughts to our thoughts. And his ways to our ways. Can we say praise the Lord? Verse 10 says, then the king said to him, make haste and take the apparel and the horse as thou hast said. And do you so too.
But stay faithful.
still in prison, but it was still being faithful to God. Then fell drink and drink. And all the wise men and magicians in Egypt couldn't interpret the dream. So how do you know they fall for Joseph? Stay faithful to God. Listen, I don't care what the resume or the qualifications for God is. God don't know about qualifications.
Right?
How do you know God has all the time? So the job says you gotta have this, you gotta have that, you gotta have the other. I have a job, you supposed to have all this doctor, stuff, 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 stuff. The guy said, well, we got all these engineers. All this is God's truth. We got all these engineers. We got all this. And they couldn't figure out what you figured out. I didn't figure it out. Right? You know we what? We prayed.
Hallelujah.
And this guy, what I'm listening to is an honest to God's truth. It was a machine that was full of so many electronics and fuses. When these go out, open the machine, we pull the decks. Yes. Look like we were in a spaceship. So we called the company. And I'm telling you how God works. I'm not telling you what he did for somebody else. I'm telling you what God did for me. So the man said, I'm going to send you the part to the machine. But we only have one problem. I said, well, what's that? He said, nobody has figured out how to make this part work on the machine. They are an international company with scientists and engineers all over the world. He said, so I'm going to send you the part. And he laughed and said, if you figure it out, just call me and know what to do. So I didn't know what to do. So I brought out the part. I looked at the machine. I looked at the part. I said, well, I don't know what to do. Show them what to do. God's my witness. He said to him, listen, I didn't do it twice, I did it. But God is with you. They have all the qualifications. But God can open the door. I didn't do it twice, I did it. God told me, said, if this is me, that one, that was. Remember, Joe, we didn't know what to do. And I did it, and I hit the button, and it worked. I shot myself. I was happy with God. That worked. I did it, it worked. So I looked down and said, I said, machine is fixed. And I called the guy back all the way up in Sherwood, Canada, 9 hours away. I said, sir, you might want to go get your engineers, get all your scientists, and tell them to do this, do that, do the other work. The guy said, nah, you couldn't figure it out. I said to myself, I can tell God did it. But we tell them the business work. I said, well, go on, tell them to do that. And this is my phone number. 10 minutes later, the guy called me back. He said, can you be up here in a couple of days? I didn't have no qualifications. I'm saying, when God is with you, stop trying to go out. The guy said, listen, I never seen you in training for about 3 to 6 months. But I got no go out my name. He said, I've seen you in training for 3 to 6 months. I was making 90 miles an hour. Right now, somebody say, ouch. Because I'm probably making about 97 an hour. This is not true. He said, 3 to 6 months. He said, listen. Y'all, this is what I've been doing. If you come to my company for 3 to 6 months, I didn't have no qualifications, but I had God. He said, from Maryland all the way to Long Island, all the way to Maine, all the way to Canada, would be your area. He said, you don't have to do anything in those areas. You don't have to sell a machine. But if a machine is sold in your area, he said, you get the profit from it. What qualifications do I have? Let's all stand. PhD. My wife said I have a PhD on. Preaching is not enough. That'll work. But what I'm saying is, what do we as a child of God count ourselves out because of the qualification? I always think that I have experience, that I have all these qualifications. But if God be for you, go ahead. That's just one story. We don't have enough time for this day all night. But whatever the situation is, keep faith, keep trusting God. Whatever you do evil, God can. And Mr. Gary, you don't have to stand. Let Mr. Gary stand. Let Mr. Gary, Brother Gary, let him talk. He don't have to stand. Let him stand. All right? God will. God, you don't have anything. Keep God in mind. Keep God first. Whatever the situation is, be assured God will turn around. Thank you.